I'm Jimmy Cephalo, Bob Greasy, Joe Rose here in the broadcast booth where the Miami Dolphins have just lost to the Bills here in Buffalo. The final score 19-0. And gentlemen, it was just an ugly loss. The Dolphins with just six first downs, Bob, they have not played this poorly all year long.
I was trying to think back to when the last time, you know, I've been around this franchise since it started, when this offense, this team played as badly as they did. And I think it's probably a game up here in Buffalo back in the day when we were in the late 70s, I think, or maybe the 80s before Marino got here. This is a tough place to play. And when the wind kicks up and it's blowing sideways, I was just happy that I had Zonka kicking Mercury Morris to call the play, just run the ball. I didn't want to throw it in this wind.
Right.
I was just disappointed. I knew it was going to be tough. You're right, Jimmy. Playing up here in December has never been easy, no matter how good the Dolphins are. But the way they got dominated on the line of scrimmage really, really set you back. They got dominated. They got pounded just about everywhere. And, Jimmy, it was start to finish. Dolphins never did get anything going. When was the last time not only you got shut out, but you didn't even get a chance to kick a field goal today? You didn't get close enough to kick a field goal in this game. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, the Dolphins punted, what, 10 times, Bob?
Two interceptions.
So 12 possessions, 10 punts, 2 interceptions is a very difficult way offensively, no matter which way you slice it. And defensively, they also were unable to stop the running game of the Bills, and Thad Lewis, the young man from Opa-locka, beats them for the second time this year. And so there's one game left. The Dolphins, during the regular season, the Dolphins will play the New York Jets on Sunday at Sun Life Stadium. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff. We'll see you then. For Bob Greasy and Joe Rose, I'm Jimmy Cephalo. So long, everybody.